Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, November 17th, 2022. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with AEW Dynamite, presented live last night on TBS from the Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut. The go-home episode leading into Full Gear included an announcement of the return of Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks to AEW TV, as they are now scheduled to challenge the Death Triangle faction of the Lucha Brothers and Pac for the AEW World Trios titles at Full Gear on Saturday. The announcement came after Death Triangle's successful title defense against AR Fox and Top Flight. Omega and the Bucks have not been seen on AEW TV since their suspension following the all-out press scrum locker room brawl in September. The suspension also led to their being stripped of the World Trios title, of which they were the inaugural holders. The show closed with a confrontation between AEW World Champion Jon Moxley and Maxwell Jacob Friedman, his opponent for Full Gear.
This Saturday at Full Gear, you are going to find out that I am the devil himself, because my name is Maxwell Jacob Friedman, and I'm better than you.
You know, I never really saw what the big deal is with you anyway. But this weekend at Full Gear, we're gonna find out. If you got it in here, if you can't find it in yourself, I will reach in and pull it out of you, because that's my job.
Their showdown took place after MJF appeared to save Moxley from an attack by MJF's former faction, The Firm. The opening match of the show saw Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli of the Blackpool Combat Club defeat Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara of the Jericho Appreciation Society when Jericho submitted to Castagnoli's sharpshooter. In a world title eliminator match, Ethan Page beat Bandido, while interim women's champion Toni Storm beat Anna Jas in a women's title eliminator match. Storm was confronted after her win by Jamie Hayter, who will challenge her at Full Gear. Swerve Strickland pinned Anthony Bowens of The Acclaimed in a match that followed the debut of The Acclaimed's new music video, A Hand for a Hand. The video featured Paul White reprising the Captain Insano character he portrayed in the 1998 movie The Waterboy. The show also included a pull-apart brawl in the ring involving Ring of Honor TV champion Samoa Joe, TNT champion Wardlow, and Powerhouse Hobbs, involving numerous members of the AEW locker room. According to the last WrestleTix update posted in the early afternoon Eastern Time yesterday, there were 3,141 tickets distributed for the show. In more AEW news, with Full Gear only 2 days away, the live gate at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, as of yesterday, was over 900,000, according to Tony Khan. Khan also mentioned on Twitter that the ticket buyer who puts the gate over $1 million will receive a Full Gear souvenir chair signed by all the talent on the show. As of Monday, there were 10,665 tickets distributed for Full Gear out of a total capacity of 11,953, according to WrestleTix. Number one contender Maxwell Jacob Friedman was interviewed yesterday by Newsday in his native Long Island ahead of his match on Saturday at Full Gear against Jon Moxley for the AEW World title. Said MJF to Newsday's Alfonso Castillo, quote, "Expect history being made. Expect a crowning achievement of the guy who is going to bring professional wrestling back to the cultural zeitgeist. I want to make professional wrestling something people have no choice but to talk about again. I feel like we've done an incredible job, the brand of AEW, in doing that in such an incredibly short period of time," unquote. The Full Gear main event will mark MJF's first match in over 6 weeks and only his third in the latter half of 2022. He recently took some time off from AEW to film his role as Lance Von Erich in the upcoming Von Erich family biopic, The Iron Claw. In some WWE news, Roman Reigns may not be the last major face of the company that Logan Paul steps into the ring with, as the world-famous YouTuber has now called out John Cena for WrestleMania 39. On the latest episode of Paul's YouTube show Impulsive, he discussed bringing the idea to Paul Triple H Levesque.
So after the Crown Jewel event, J John Cena posted me on his Instagram, and then I saw an article that was saying he's looking for an opponent for WrestleMania, and I favorited it and responded with the eyes, you know, because, I mean, truthfully, I think me versus John Cena would break the internet. And I texted Triple H right away. I said, do you want to break the internet again? And that's a dream matchup, dude. At WrestleMania in LA next year on my birthday, Triple H, throw me a bone, give me a birthday present, and let me take out John Cena.
Logan Paul, who has wrestled 3 matches for WWE so far, including the Reigns match earlier this month at Crown Jewel, is signed to a multi-match contract with the company. It is not known when he would be ready to begin training again following the knee injury suffered against Reigns. Logan's brother Jake Paul commented on the injury yesterday during an interview with The Zone.
He's doing better than expected.
Yeah.
I think they thought it was supposed to be like ACL, but it just turned out to be MCL and meniscus, which is better. So just he's rehabbing it in LA and hoping for the best, man.
John Cena has not wrestled in over a year, but has said he is looking for a WrestleMania opponent for next year. Looking ahead to WWE Survivor Series, here's the Wrestling News' Lou Kippelman.
PW Insider reported yesterday that the men's War Games match, scheduled for the premium live event in Boston's TD Garden, will feature the Bloodline's Roman Reigns, Jimmy and Jey Uso, Sami Zayn and Solo Sikoa, taking on the Brawling Brutes faction of Sheamus, Ridge Holland, Butch, Drew McIntyre, and Kevin Owens. Of the 10 wrestlers, Owens was the only one who has not yet been included in the Bloodline Brutes program on TV, which may be related to the knee injury he sustained at a Madison, Wisconsin house show over the weekend, which kept him off Monday's Raw. Despite Owens' injury, he is still scheduled internally to be part of the match, with the expectation that he will be medically cleared to perform by November 26th, when the show takes place. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In ratings news, NXT Live on the USA Network last Tuesday night drew 663,000 viewers, down just 1,000 viewers from last week's episode, according to Showbuzz Daily. The rating in the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.17, up from last week's 0.15, according to WrestleNomics. This was NXT's second-highest key demo rating of 2022 so far. A unique demographic note came from women viewers between the ages of 18 and 49, which averaged 98,000 for the show, up 63% compared to the show's average over the last 4 weeks, according to WrestleNomics. In Canada, Post Wrestling's John Pollock reports the English language viewership for NXT on Rogers Sportsnet 360 averaged approximately 62,000 viewers and 25,000 in the 25 to 54-year-old demographic, making it the most watched episode since April. In streaming news, Fight TV has announced the launch of Fight 24/7, an ad-supported streaming platform that will be available on the Roku channel. Fight 24/7 will reportedly carry a wide variety of the wrestling, boxing, MMA, and other combat sports carried on Fight TV in a 24-hour streaming channel format. Said Fight Vice President of Distribution, Louis Lawau, quote, "The quality and amount of action we provide on Fight 24/7 is stunning. Now with Roku Channel, the amazing content our partner promoters and athletes produce every week will now be available to U.S. households with an estimated 80 million people reached by the service," unquote. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the Wrestling News 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.